Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. This is IRAB English Radio and this is Youth Station. I am here as your host, Zahra, and this is my co-host,
Asma. It's your service as well. Welcome back to a new episode.
Welcome.
So happy to be here again.
Yeah, definitely. How are you doing?
Thank you. Now that I'm in here, I feel pretty much better, though my voice does not sound like that, but it's okay.
Tired.
Yeah.
So, Sahifa As-Sajjadiya.
Yeah.
How much do you know about it?
As a Muslim girl, I suppose most of the time we have to refer to something to work as a resource and as a place for motivation, for strength, and whenever I feel like that, I go for either Mafatih al-Janan or Sahifa As-Sajjadiya. So the thing is that since I'm a literary student and I do love literature, I go for texts that are so literary. Mm-hmm. Like Dua Arafah by Imam Hussein alayhi salam is one of those literary texts that I love so much.
Yeah.
And then Abu Hamza is another literary text that I love too much.
Yeah.
For the night of Ramadan. I go for that full heartedly. And the meanings, whenever I just go for it and read it, it feels like the first time.
Right. I really liked Arafah because of how descriptive it is.
It's as if these are all your words, but yeah, even if you have tried your entire lifetime, you would have never put it this beautifully.
Yeah, yeah.
And the same thing goes for Sahifa Sajjadi.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's by Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, and it contains too much of literary concepts and text, beautiful sentences, the things that comes from the depth of your heart when you just recite them. Mm-hmm. It's not as if you're reading something that has come to you from years ago.
Yeah. So a lot of scholars who don't even necessarily accept Imam Sajjad as a imam and rather accept him as the grandson of the Prophet and a very good individual say that Sahifa As-Sajjadiya is a text that is of a higher level than any human being can write, but of a lower level than God's words of
exactly.
the Quran.
Yeah.
And because of this quality, many have called As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiya Zabur of Ali Muhammad, salawatullah alayhi wa sallam, or Injil of Ahlul Bayt.
That is the Bible.
The Bible of Ahlul Bayt, or the Book of David of the Prophet. And the Sahifa As-Sajjadiya contains 54 supplications mm-hmm. written on various topics. It covers theology, ideology, anthropology, angels, nubuwwah, the position of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Ahlul Bayt. It talks about imamate, ghaib, or the unseen world, about moral virtues and vices, aids, social and economic issues, historical points, blessings of gods, manners, dhikr, prayers, worship, so many different topics. So the most famous supplication that I'm sure you've heard about is Makarim al-Akhlaq.
Yeah, which is so beautiful.
Yeah, many people and many scholars actually have a plan to continuously read this dua as a means of improving themselves, overcoming
exactly.
certain
yeah.
like characteristics that they don't like, and really thinking deeply about it.
Yeah, and there's also another supplication in there regarding the difficulties that might happen in your life. So whenever you're in dire need of a help, you go and read this supplication, and you feel pretty much slighter just as you go through the words of that supplication. It gives a lot of hints about you, how to ask Allah to help you. And then it gives you a sort of confidence and trust that He's there and He would never let me just go.
And what's amazing about the supplications of the Sahifa Sajjadiyya is that a lot of normal issues, like if I remember correctly, there are du'as on for somebody who is in debt, for mm-hmm. somebody who's overcoming sickness, for people who are protecting the borders of the country.
Exactly.
For, like, pretty much...
Who would think of these issues?
About, particularly about the angels and what their duties are, what do they do, what their position is. A lot of both topics that we don't know about and we're curious to learn more about, and topics that are very important in our normal life. So let's go for a short break and then we'll talk more about some of the contents of As-Sahifa.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back. This is IRIB English Radio, and you're listening to Youth Station. I am Zahra, and my co-host...
Yes, I'm Asma at your service. So we were talking about Sahif al-Sajjadi.
And we were talking about the contents of the
book. It contains 54 supplications. Each of them are regarding some very detailed topics. Like when you are in need of a help from Allah, you go read one supplication. Like Makarim al-Akhlaq, as you just mentioned, goes for people who want to improve their personality, improve their characteristics, their attitudes, and whatever that is related to our soul. We want it to be corrected. We go for that one. And there's also some that are related to the angels. Well, actually, internet has made everything pretty much easier. Right now, if you want just to name each one of these supplications, it would take too much of a time. But the thing is that just with a simple click on a page of the net, you can get all the titles and then you can go through them. They all have translations. And I'm pretty sure that if you go for each one of them, there might be more than one, two, three, four, that is going to be your favorite.
Other than that, there is, considering that Sahifa Sajjadiyya is what they call very close to mutawatir, which is it has been so narrated by so many sources and so many different people that there is like extremely high certainty that this is extremely accurate. And there are a lot of, because it's such a good source, there are a lot of commentaries on it as well. So you can both read the du'as yourself on your own time with a simple translation just to look through it. Or if you have a special event going on, you can find one that is that kind of relates to you more.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
Because it's usually the thing that we go for Mafatih al-Jannan or the books like these kind of books that gives us some text to study are in a way that you make connections with them.
Yeah.
Some of them turn out to be so close to your heart that mm-hmm. then they become your close friends, that every time you feel like you're down, you don't have much of motivations or you're just done with everything, you go for them and they would do the trick for your soul.
Yeah. So what is one of your favorites?
Well, at the hardships of during the time of the coronavirus, we used to recite one of those supplications that was related to the hardships, I suppose. And then the concept of that text was so lovely and so soothing that every day when I went through that, I felt like there are some guardians taking care of me. In some parts of that, you're going to read that it says, Oh God, something like a very heavy burden has occurred to me, and it's just burdening the shoulder of my soul. So just try to help me with this problem with your ways that are unpredictable and with your ways that are beyond description. So as I just went through these lines, it was as if you're talking directly to God in a language that you're so sure he's listening to you and it's going to be answered.
Yeah, and one benefit of dua, and actually one of the methods of Imam Sajjad during his time of extreme censorship and oppression, that he managed to talk to people and still kind of help them grow as individual human beings, was through these du'as, which in among the du'as and among the supplication to God, yeah, we learn what am I supposed to even be asking God for? Mm-hmm. Like, it helps you move on from that very difficult position you're in. It gives you hope. It gives you a goal. It gives you, you feel thankful that...
They teach you actually how to say and what to ask.
Yeah.
The important issues, the things that are mostly perfect for you to gain from
and
Allah.
And it's amazing how when you hear that, you feel like, this is exactly what I was looking
exactly
for, and I didn't know how to express
these are
this
the
is
words.
What I need.
Yeah, these are the words that I was looking for, yeah, but even if I have tried my lifetime, I would have never come with such beautiful words and sentences.
One of the du'as that I really like from As-Sahifa As-Sajjadia is the 24th supplication, which is for parents. It's actually a prayer for my parents, rather. So as someone who has loved ones...
To care for.
Yeah.
You know, as people who have attachments in this world to these people, yeah, around us, as parents, as siblings, as friends, even relatives. So these sort of supplications help us a lot. They give us the clue and the way of what to say.
Right. And so one of the things that was really interesting to me about this dua in particular was that while it was kind of a prayer to make for one's parents, rather at the same time, it was teaching me as a person that how can I be a good parent? Like through praying for my parents and through wishing the best for them, through saying that I want to fulfill these duties I, mm-hmm, have towards my parents,
yeah,
and I hope that they fulfill their duties towards me as well, you could learn yourself from a different position 10 years in the future, 20 years, or maybe you already have children.
Yeah.
What can I do to be that better parent that in this dua, there a higher prayer is made for, a better dua is made for?
Generally, this book is on many, many concepts that are so important for us to ponder upon. So if there is any one of you who's interested to get more about these concepts, I guess the best way is to go and search each supplication and then find out which one is more closer to your heart. But as in generally, if you want to know, it contains too much of concepts regarding of all tastes, you know?
Pretty much
if you're
anything
a person
you
who's
of
interested in how to speak to God and how to ask from him, if you're the kind of a person who has done too much of wrong things and then you're searching for a way to turn back, then there are some words for you as well. If you're the kind of a person who would love to pray for their loved ones, for their attachments, then there are some ones, some supplications in there for you. And also, if you want to improve your personality, your character, you want to evolve into this better soul, into this better version of you, then there are also texts,
yeah,
there for you.
Even if you're just simply curious whether it is about unseen, like the angels and
exactly
stuff like that, or like after death, or if you're just looking for something that fits your situation. For example, we have du'as for upon hearing thunder, when looking at the new crescent,
yeah, and when you go into the text, you see beautiful words said there. So what we are saying in here are just a touch. They cannot even be considered as a clue because the book itself talks of itself. by the word it has got there. So this is all the time that we had for today's episode. I'm sure if you go and search the book, you'd figure out that talking about this book is impossible, because you should just go for it in a way that it speaks of itself. So yeah. This was all.
Thank you for listening to us, and thank you to my dear co-host.
Thank you.
It was great talking with you, and we'll see you soon with another episode
of
Youth Station. This was IRIB English Radio.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.